The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to the Comeback Radio Show with your host, Tony Farmer. Our show is all about what goes on behind the scenes in sports, music, acting, and celebrity lifestyles. You'll have the chance to interact with Tony and his guests, too. Now, get ready for the Comeback Radio Show. Here's Tony Farmer.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday to all of you. So excited about another edition of the Comeback Show this week. I'm your host, Tony Farmer. I have an exciting show. Have some young ladies on here. They're going to be able to tell their story and tell their journey about where they're going in the avenue of sports. My thought for the day is God is my sponsor, the Bible is my endorsement, and prayer is my answer. God gave you the best deal when he woke you up today, so be thankful. So with that being said, you know, we all got to take the small things for granted. My mom was just telling me this morning that one of my aunts has been diagnosed with her breast cancer, and she's at the stage four, so her days are be numbered. So, you know, to keep my family in prayers, and I know I have friends and family that have been involved in that game of cancer. So with that being said, we just have to keep moving forward and keep everyone in our thoughts and our prayers. So special shout out to my mom today. Mom, I love you, and the show keeps moving. Some of the headlines today in sports is Kobe Bryant turns 34 years old today, and so I'm sure he's going to have a fantastic rich birthday, as well as his friends and his family as well. My thoughts go out to a high school player by the name of Dana Payne, 15-year-old young man out of Memphis, Tennessee, was practicing yesterday and then got hit on a play and died on his way to the hospital. So my prayers and condolences out to his family. But we got an exciting show. Got five guests on my show today from the Lingerie Basketball League. I want to welcome Atiana, JoJo, Bree, Nay, and Renee. Are you guys on the show with me today?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Wake up, you women. Wake up. This is an exciting day for you guys.
I'm here.
So first of all, let me go through each and every one of you and have you guys get a simple introduction of who you guys are and what team you guys play for. So I will start with May. Let everyone know what team you play for, where are you from, and then we'll keep moving forward.
Hey, what's up? This is Mayday Escobar. I play for the Scarlets, number 16, and I'm from Canada.
There you go. And the next one I want to introduce is Renee.
Good morning. This is Renee Bryant. I play for the Divas. I'm from LA, and I'm very excited to get the season started.
There you go. The next person I want to introduce is Atiana.
What's up, everybody? This is Atiana, a.k.a. Adi the Hottie. I'm number 33, and I'm a forward for the L.A. Divas.
There you go.
And I'm from Diamond Bar, California.
There you go. Last but not least, we have JoJo with us.
Hey, it's JoJo. I'm playing for the reigning champs, the Beauties, coming back for another championship. I am number 21, and I'm from Chicago.
There you go. So, ladies, I have a question. I'll just kind of call you out and kind of have a specific question. Have
you guys? You left out my pilot, Bree.
You missed me. What's up?
What happened?
You didn't call me out.
You didn't call out Bree.
Bree, Hall. Bree. I forgot Bree's on the line with us as well. Introduce yourself.
And I'm Bree Hall. I play for the Scarlets, number 14, along with my girl, May. I'm from Fontana, California.
Okay, sorry about that, but I have a question for you guys. I'll just tell you guys how to start out, but I want to know, Bree, we'll start with you first. How did you get discovered in the Lingerie Basketball League?
Actually, my girl, Nicole Hamilton, played for the team last year, and I've known her from travel basketball and high school ball, And she told me about it, and I just finished college ball, so I wanted to continue to play. And it was something new and different, and it seemed really exciting, so I tried out, and I made it.
Perfect. And, Atiana, how did you get discovered?
Believe it or not, my mom is the one who told me about it. She was on the Internet and was like, hey, she's always looking out for me, and was like, there's something called laundry basketball. I don't know if you know about it, but I think you need to sign up because you know how to play ball, you know, and I played in college and high school. So, I mean, I decided that I would do it, but it took me some time, and I don't know why, but I always listen to my mom because she's always right. So finally, I just put in my application, signed up, went to tryout, and boom, here we are now, LA Divas. Yeah.
There you go. Congratulations. May, tell me how you got discovered as well.
Yeah, my best friend, Alex Carcamo, he's the one who signed me up, actually. He found it online, and he was just like, oh, I'm about to put you on, and I got put on, and here I am, Starlet, number 16. Get it.
Well, that's great. And, JoJo, tell me how you got discovered as well.
Well, similar story to all the other girls. It was a friend of mine, too, that said, hey, you know, I know you've been playing basketball for your entire life. He's like, there's this lingerie basketball league. Why don't you try out? And I'm like, you know, it's been a minute since I played, but I'll grab my two cans of Red Bull and grab my shoes and hopefully, you know, make it. And it's been great ever since.
Well, that's great. And Renee, tell us how you were discovered as well.
I have a very similar story, too. It was through a friend that recommended the league to me. And I went out and tried out and was really surprised at how cool everything was, the ladies, the league, and really wanted to be a part of it. And luckily I got picked, and now I'm a captain for the LA Divas.
Well, that's great. I'm happy that all you guys definitely have a chance to achieve your goals. Now, when you look at the lingerie basketball league compared to the WNBA, any one of you guys can answer this question. What do you guys see as the biggest differences? Because now you guys are becoming a household name with a lot of people around the U.S. How do you guys differentiate yourself from the WNBA to the Lingerie Basketball League?
Well, I personally can say that we definitely like to embrace our femininity. We like playing in small clothing. We have a lot of fun with it. I think comparison to the WNBA, you know, the clothes are bigger. I mean, they're talented and they play ball just like we do, but, you know, we're not just a team that comes out here not knowing how to play. You know, we all have a lot of skill, and we played in college and high school and so forth. So I think the major difference is that we're playing the same game, just in different clothing, you know what I mean? And we like it, you know. We embrace who we are. We feel like we've been getting a lot of positive response from it, so I mean, I love it. I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't have it any other way. I prefer to be in something smaller. It's hot. I don't know if you guys know, but when you run up and down the court, less is more. So I'm okay with it. It's good with me. Little breeze here and there. Everything's good.
<I agree. laughs> Okay. Anyone else want to elaborate on that?
She summed it up pretty well. Basically, we do play a butt off, and we're really aggressive, and I really love the amount of effort and skill that all these girls bring to the feet. And all I can say, the difference really is just beautiful, better looking. And they are really much better looking.
There you go.
Well, I mean, with that being said, you know, you guys are, to me, considered, you know, to celebrities in this day and age, because I've been following the league. I've been watching, you know, a lot of you guys, you know, prosper, a lot of the tweeting, a lot of the going back and forth, you know, opening night is tomorrow. So with that being said, how does that make you guys feel to see, you know, how the league is growing, where it's becoming from, how Nina's done a fantastic job to put all you guys together, these fantastic friendships are forming. How does that make you guys feel? And just do me a favor, whoever's talking, just make sure you address so all the listeners know who's speaking.
Okay. Well, this is Atiana, and I feel like the league is something that I took off way beyond my expectation. Coming into it, I had no idea of what it would be like, you know, just kind of going in there blind and just seeing what happens. And I think, yeah, Nina's doing a great job as far as
getting us out there and getting us exposure and so forth. And, yeah, we're always on Twitter and Facebook and just kind of talking and just having a good time. This league is just definitely something that I can appreciate beforehand. I mean, I was pursuing my career, my goals and things like that, which I still do now, but it just gives me the opportunity to just advance even more. And I know that a lot of the girls, if we hadn't gotten involved with this, we would have never met each other. I, you know, assume going into a league with a lot of girls, you never know how it's really going to play out. But at the end of the day, we are all very, very close, and we hang out, we party, we call each other. You know what I mean? So it's definitely built like a strong bond between us, and we're having a good time. I know I am.
Hey, Mayday here. Just to add to that, I mean, considering that this is our second season, and Nina already got us sponsored by AND1, I mean, that's big, and it's only our second season. I mean, our boss lady is doing big things for us, and we're just expecting more big things to come, so everyone just look out. Lingerie is here to stay.
Hey.
That's good. I mean, those things are very important. I know AND1 is excited about having a relationship with you guys, and they're looking forward to having some special announcements that can't be revealed at this point in time. So I look for a lot of growth in the league. JoJo, I have a question for you. You come from, you know, a pretty much household name family. I know your sister Jenny has supported the league. She's like the Jack Nicholson of the league. Is she planning on coming out and watching the games and supporting you guys again? And how does that make you feel to see her and other celebrities at the games courtside?
Well, you know, first of all, I love any kind of support that we have, and having celebrities come only help us with exposure, so I'm grateful to anybody that comes out to support us. But having my sister there, growing up, she was kind of like in college and wasn't able to come to a lot of my college games or ABL games, and so when I saw her love of support and the way she cheered and she loved the game, I was just as overwhelmed as everybody there. No idea she loved watching me play basketball that much. And unfortunately, she did moved to Chicago, but she yelled for not telling what the tennis game was voted for. It. So I expect her to be in a lot of the games, even though she lives all the way in Chicago.
Perfect. I mean, you know, I look at the situation that you guys are, you know, I watched the game at Venice Beach. You guys had a great performance. A lot of people were there. I mean, any one of you guys can ask, how does it make you feel for people that might have had a stereotype before of how they take the league seriously now? Because now I've had a chance to watch you guys are getting after, you guys are taking it serious. How does that make you feel to see that a lot of people aren't looking down on the league? They're actually becoming real, real supportive of the league.
This is Mayday. I feel like when you hear lingerie, you're just thinking, like, at first, I was like, really, lingerie basketball? I mean, I was pretty hesitant about it myself when I first started. But when you actually see us play, like, we can hoop. Like, girls are actually from D1 schools. Some of these girls, they played overseas. I mean, JoJo played overseas. Oh, I think you did, right, JoJo?
No, I played here in the ABL.
Yeah, she played in the, like, she played professional. Arpy, who's also on the Divas, she's played professionally overseas. I mean, some of these girls are looking to go overseas, too. So it's like, it sounds like a joke, but it's not a joke. Like, we can hoop. Everybody is just talented. And, I mean, if you come to our games, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's highly competitive, and it's just sexy as heck because, you know, we got some sexy girls playing in lingerie. So what more can you ask for?
Now, when you look at, you know, the face of the league and how, you know, how you guys are being branded, if you were to look at it, let's say, fast-forwarding to, you know, maybe some expansion, have you guys been getting the word out? I know you guys are selling tickets, trying to get everyone to come to the game for tomorrow. Where do you guys see the league going, and where do you guys see yourself playing with the league? How long do you guys see yourself playing? Is it something you can see yourself doing for long-term as well?
Well, this is JoJo, and I know I want to play until, like, the 80-year-old Olympics. Like, I love this game. Like, I don't care what I have to wear, what I have to do. I'm going to play until my legs fall off.
That's pretty.
I love JoJo.
I hope you keep everything looking good for me.
I agree. This is Tatiana. I totally agree. I mean, I want to ride this bus as long as I can. You know, I'm having a good time, and why stop now if the momentum is going and we're on a high and
exactly.
Everybody's happy and you know, we're playing and there's good benefits with this. I mean, we do all kinds of great things, and I want to be a part of this as long as I can with my girls.
And can I add, our games are so much fun to come to. If you've never been, it's like we had, it's like a club, it's like a party. It's like you got women playing basketball, you got music, you got a VJ. It is a lot of fun.
And there's alcohol. Hello.
Well, I'm looking forward to myself to basically, you know, supporting the league and watching the league grow. But, you know, another question that, you know, I have for you guys is always, you know, a big thing as far as like community involvement, you know, seeing little girls have a chance to look up to you guys and want to be a diva or want to be a starlet or want to be a slam, or, you know, and want, you know, want to be on one of the other teams. How do you guys, have you guys been approached by some of the little girls that I want to be like you? Do you guys consider yourself role models? Because this is a pretty big thing that you guys have overcome the typical stereotype of the lingerie basketball league that people really don't have an idea what it is. Do you guys consider yourself role models today? And do people, are little girls going to ask you guys a lot of questions about how do you do it?
This is Atiana. I can definitely say that I noticed that children were starting to recognize us when we went to our Venice game because it's more of an open display. You know, anybody can come. It's kind of a free-for-all. Yeah, and there was a lot of kids there, and considering that I have brothers and sisters and things like that, and they were just like, oh, my God, you're so tall and so forth, and people come up to you left and right, and I think it's awesome. I definitely think that when you're somewhere publicly or doing something where people notice you, you're definitely considered maybe in that bracket of being a role model. I mean, I know we're all adults and we wear smaller things and so forth, but, you know, that doesn't take away from the game of basketball itself. So, I mean, if any little girl ever wants to play any sport, dance, whatever the case may be, you know, I think all of us would agree that we would want to tell them to pursue your dreams, pursue your goals, no matter what the case may be, whether it's basketball, track, whatever the case is. I mean, look at Gabby Douglas, who just won a gold medal. I mean, she's young and fierce, you know what I'm saying? So at some point, I'm sure she saw somebody recognize them and wanted to kind of follow in their footsteps. So we just definitely say, do what you want to do, you know what I mean, and do it to the fullest.
Well, that's said, honey. Anybody else want to elaborate on that as far as, like, what the community can perceive, how you guys can be role models to some of these young women that are out there as well?
Oh, this is JoJo, and I just, you know, all my life I just thought, you know, being in sports, I think for anybody, whether it's, you know, boys or girls, it's just such a great thing for your future. I mean, you know, it really kind of kept me away from a lot of the things that, you know, could have hurt me, like, you know, drugs and alcohol or getting pregnant. It's like it really kind of kept me focused and actually helped me with my grades, because in order to play basketball, I had to have good grades. So if you want to look at a role model like that, then, you know, I'm all for it.
Right. Well, that's good. We're going to take this quick commercial break, and we're going to come back with more of the girls of the Lingerie Basketball League after this quick commercial break.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
It's all Arizona, all over the world. If you're a local Arizona high school sports fan, or if you're a transplanted fan somewhere else in the world, have we got a show for you. The first internet sports radio talk show focusing solely on high school sports is The Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely. Tune in to talk about your favorite teams, players, or coaches. It's 100% Arizona high school sports coverage and a little bit more. Tune in Mondays at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, to the Voice America Sports Channel.
What's the national pastime in the U.S. in the 21st century?
Are you sure? Think again.
3 out of 4 Americans have made NFL football the true American pastime. It's now one of the fastest-growing sports in the world. But how do we as fans understand everything that goes on behind the scenes? Tune in to Enter the League with Eugene T. Lee Esquire as your host. Eugene was the featured NFL agent in the ESPN-acclaimed documentary The Dotted Line. And now he takes his expertise to the Voice America Sports Channel. Listen every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. This Is It Sports is an engaging talk program that includes you, the experts, and sports, all moderated by Coach Carl Hargrave. We'll talk about what's going on in the general sports world, collegiate and professional. Take a look at youth-oriented sports, athletic development and sportsmanship, faith, and where it has its place in sports, along with a lively discussion with Coach Carl every week. Tune in to This Is It Sports with Coach Carl Hargrave every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
You're listening to the Comeback Radio Show with Tony Farmer. Got a question or comment for Tony and his guest? Call in to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You could also send an email to tony.farmer@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is your host, Tony Farmer. I'm here with the girls of the Lingerie Basketball League. It's like Christmas Eve for these young ladies. They have a chance to start their season tomorrow. I know they're all looking forward to trying to win the championship. I know they've been talking smack on Twitter, talking smack in person, so we're definitely going to see tomorrow what all these girls are made of. So, Bree, I have a question for you specifically. I had a chance to watch the tryouts, and one of the biggest things I've seen for that day was you having a killer crossover. So I know you have aspirations of going overseas. Are you training every day for that? I mean, are you playing the whole lingerie season, still looking to play during that time? What's your situation right now so some of our listeners know the day in the life of a person who's really trying to do this at a professional level to go overseas as well?
Yeah, I'm definitely training on a daily. Overseas is one of my goals since I've been a child, playing professional and, you know, doing the whole yard. But fortunately, I'm staying to play for the whole lingerie season. And, you know, hopefully I can pursue my overseas goal and then, you know, next year or the further years down. But I'm definitely staying for this season. And, you know, I'm looking forward to having fun and, you know, hopefully winning it all.
Well, that's good. And, you know, JoJo, I have a question for you and May. You guys can answer it however you guys want to choose who goes first. But you guys are returning players, so this is your second go-around at this. And have you seen a big improvement in the league just for the second go-around of player for the second season? And do you feel that the talent is improving on a daily basis about the new girls that you guys have embraced on your teams?
This is JoJo. I noticed already is just the energy to like win and to compete. You know, at first it was like, you know, sexy girls, some of the, you know, really good players, but now it's just like everyone's super competitive, and really excited just to play and to compete. And I love that about this second go around. And as far as my teammates I can talk about, I love that one of them. And the coach, I love him. Super excited about the season.
Well, that's good. And May and Atiana, Renee, you guys can elaborate too on what you guys are going into on the second coming to the second season, as it's obviously a lot different than the first one. I mean, you guys are, the pace is picking up. So, what you guys take on the change of from the first to the second season that you guys seen?
This is Atiana. I've definitely seen a change already. As far as JoJo said, like, the girls are very competitive, you know. I think everybody kind of had a mind frame of coming into this, like, yo, I want to be the best, you know. I want to play for a good team, and I want to do well individually. So I think that competitive edge is basically going to take our game to the next level. I can also say that some of us have played in the Drew League and things like that, and when you're around people that are playing the same sport as you and that are dedicated and want to do good, it kind of brings out the better in you, you know, and I know that being around these girls, I definitely feel like I always got to be on point and set my game up and so forth. So I'm looking forward to the season. As far as the Divas go, we have a great coach, Coach Torino. He's awesome, and I know he's going to bring the best out of all of us. And it's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to the season.
Well, that's great.
This is Renee. I just wanted to comment on I think that level of competition this year has really picked up, and I think just having the starters or, like, the returners from last year really be able to talk to the new girls and tell them, like, what this is all about and what Nina expects from us, as well as, like, the coaching staff. And it's just going to be just even more better than last year, and really hoping that a lot of people come out and support us and really blow this thing up this year.
Now, I actually had a chance to attend the draft party, which was something that I had never seen before, and I saw a lot of you ladies there, and I'm sure it had to feel good to see, you know, some of the rookies like Bree and Arthi and these girls get drafted. How has that made you guys form a tighter sorority of friendships between the teams? It's all friendly competition, but at the end of the day, it's basketball with blood, sweat, and tears trying to win. How have you guys been able to form these friendships with girls that you had never seen before? Some of you guys have relationships, a lot of you don't, but how has that taken place? Like, Atiana, you had said that a lot of you guys do a lot of things socially. How has that improved over the week as well in helping people understand where the league is coming from, where these friendships are really true?
The bond is definitely there. You know what I mean? Some, like you said, some people come in knowing people, some don't know anybody. I know when I came in last year, I didn't know anyone. So my expectation level of making friends was very, very low. But then again, it's like when you get on your team and things like that, it kind of forces you to open up. You know what I mean? You can't stay in your bubble the whole time. So I think that we all have the same goal. We're all out here doing the same things. A lot of us are pursuing our, you know, careers, and we all have a lot of similarities more than differences. So when we see each other out, you know what I mean? We're partying. We're having a good time. We see each other on Twitter, you know, somebody probably says something funny that you might not know the girl, but you might retweet, and there it goes. It starts up a little conversation, you know what I'm saying? So I think the camaraderie is definitely real. Obviously, friendships and relationships take time, but it's kind of like when you're thrown into something, you have to adjust. And I think we all have good attitudes. We're all coming into this very positive, which you have to be. And it's been fun, and we're going to ride this out, and we're going to be on Twitter all day, every day. We're going to be on Facebook and just going back and forth, but it's all love at the end of the day.
Well, that's good, and that's always a blessing anytime you can establish friendships. Now, all of you guys, I'm sure, have regular jobs, so I want each and every one of you, you know, starting off with you, JoJo, to let everyone know what you do on a regular job, what kind of career you have outside lingerie basketball league.
This is JoJo. I think it's what don't I do, because I do a lot. I'm from Chicago, and I live in the hustle. I do makeup, I do hair, and I have my own spray tan company. So I'm all about the beauty business.
Okay. And Atiana, what's your day job? Are you in school? Are you working? What are you doing?
Atiana is not in school, but I did go to school for communication. So I'm currently pursuing being a host. Red carpet, Q&A, things like that. I'm also a bartender, so I'm out there grinding, making my money. You know, we live in California. Rent is expensive, and I got to do what I got to do. So you'll definitely see me hosting and acting. I'm in an upcoming short film. I'm also in a play, so I'm grinding out. I'm making it happen.
Okay. And Bree, what's the day in the life of Bree like?
I'm actually going to school right now, finishing up to get my bachelor's. So that's what I do. I stay home and study and, you know, work out for basketball. And, yeah.
Okay. And Renee and May, what do you guys do on a daily basis?
This is May. I work at a hotel right now, which I'm currently at, and they've been so kind to let me do this interview right now. I also work at my friend's great restaurant. It's Thai food in Marina Del Rey called 10 to 1. And I'm also trained to be a massage therapist also at her Thai massage place. So that's open. That's also in Marina Del Rey as well. So you guys should come and check me out over there. Get a massage. I'll hook you up. And
other
than that, also, I'm also training to play ball. I still want to go back overseas. I'm trying to figure out if that's still going to happen. But still working hard. Basketball is still my number one out of everything. So just grinding it out till I figure it out.
Okay. And Renee, tell us what you do.
I basically work in a hospital, CNA/EMT. Looking forward hopefully be a therapist one day, a physical therapist, and working with sports and just being in that career path of being around, you know, athletes and possibly basketball.
Well, that's great. Well, another thing that I know you guys have been hearing is the fact that there's also the possibility of you guys traveling and going different places with the league to go play in other cities. How do you guys feel about being able to take your show on the road?
That would be freaking amazing. I'm all for it. Let's do it. Do it tomorrow. Let's go.
I mean, that's the ultimate dream come true, I think, is to be able to travel and, you know, showcase our talents and showcase the league. That would be incredible.
Well, and the reason why I was asked, I know, being in talk with N1, some of the things that, you know, they're excited about doing, and I know the league is looking to travel different places and have a chance to even, you know, go globally with it. When you look at situations like that and you have a chance to interact with women around the world, and any one of you guys can just answer, just address it, where do you guys see yourself personally being an example for somebody else, or like whether it's an ambassador for the league, whether even if you're stopping playing at some point, helping build the league, how do you guys consider yourself staying involved a lot with the lingerie, even if you're outside of being a player, like far as like promoting it, as far as like being an example to other things like that?
This is Atiana. I know that for me, I feel like LBL is a 24-hour job. When I'm not at practice, when I'm not with the girls, I am constantly talking about the league. Like, I know it's like overkill sometimes, but, you know, I mean, I'm excited, so I want to share that excitement with everyone else. And if you don't believe in, you know, your brand or your company, like, nobody else will. And I have full faith in the league and all that Nina has to offer. And, you know, every chance I get, I'm always talking about it. And even if I wasn't playing, you know, I'd be right there cheering on everybody and making sure people go and support and things like that. Because, you know, at the end of the day, we're all working really hard. And it's just good to have people that want to be a part of things like this. So, yeah, I'm definitely talking about the league and putting it out there so people know. Because I think once they find out about it, they're excited. You know what I mean? And I know it's a sport driven for men. So when we tell men about it, they usually want to bring their friends and get involved. So we encourage it, and we talk about it, and we put it out there. So we just want everybody to be involved.
That's great. Anybody else have anything to add on that?
I mean, we could, this is Mayday, by the way, but we could talk about this all day. But if you actually come to our game, which will be our first game tomorrow, first game's at 8:30, Glam versus the Beauties, and then Divas versus the Starlets at 9:30. I mean, once you watch one game, I already know you're automatically going to be a fan, because every person that I've seen, they're like, whatever, lingerie. But when they come and see us play and actually see us hoop and everything, like, you will automatically be a fan. So come out, come support us. We're at West LA College.
Culver City.
So yeah. Come out, support it.
Now, one of the things that I looked at and having a chance to attend the Venice Beach, and the reason why I revert back, because I was just people watching and seeing how people are just enjoying to watch you guys play, and I had a chance to talk to a couple people who were just spectators. I was asking, what do you think of the sport? And they were saying that, you know, before you guys got there to play with the Venice Basketball League, there weren't very many people playing, and that your brand of basketball was better. So when you look at things like that, do you guys find that you guys are putting out a lot of fires because, you know, you guys are, you know, pretty women playing basketball? There's not the WNBA. Do you guys find yourself a lot of the time just putting out fires that people sometimes don't give you a fair share until they actually watch you guys play? So I want Bree to answer that question.
Go, Bree. I mean, everybody comes out, you know, just to see us play in lingerie and beautiful women, but once they see our actual skills and what we have to offer, it draws them in even more, like, oh, yeah, they're playing in lingerie, they're beautiful women, and they actually have the skills to play. So it's, you know, it's definitely a blessing to have the support that we do and, you know, everything that comes to offer with it.
This is JoJo. I just want to add to your question, and I feel like,
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of people that were skeptical about the lingerie league until, like every other girl said, when people come out to the game, then they fall in love with this new amount of athleticism, the competitive spirit. You know, even though we're friends off the court, you know, sometimes it gets a little, you know, crazy on this, a little frisky, little aggressive. But, you know, at the end of the day, we all still love each other. But you're gonna see some great basketball coming out to the lingerie league for sure.
Well, one thing that I know, I'm a big supporter, you know, of the league, and I tweet all the time, and I basically try to support any way I can. But, you know, one thing that I have noticed that a lot of you guys have had to actually put in some extra training this time because the competition is getting pretty stiff. You guys got a lot of better girls that are coming in. You know, Nina's like a one-person show. She's done a great job of, you know, instilling some values into you girls and making sure she can provide all the resource for you. And when you look at that, you know, per se, and where the league is going, what do you feel you guys would like to see more in the league, whether it's from the public or whether it's from some supporting? What do you guys, what would you guys like to see more? How about, Renee, you answer this question.
You know, last year was a lot of fun. We did have sponsors that were very supportive, and I just think this year, having Anwen and Nina giving us this platform to display our skills and our talents, regardless of the lingerie aspect of it, I think that promotes ourselves in itself. I mean, we look great while we play ball. I just hope a lot of people come out and, you know, really see us for, you know, our skills and stuff, because a lot of people have played at those higher levels, and this is just another area for them to excel at. And, you know, we want to be rewarded and, you know, recognized for, you know, training hard and, you know, doing this and coming out and taking it very serious. So just, like, you know, more people coming out and making this bigger and traveling with it would be really great. And
well, I mean, I know when I look at, you know, my own career playing the NBA and playing in Europe and, you know, had a chance to enjoy my own success and, you know, having family members play professional sports as well. And, you know, JoJo, you having a sister who's kind of in the limelight as well. But one thing I've always noticed that people, when they have humble beginnings and they're thankful for their growth and they always look to inspire others, you know, good things can happen as well. So, I mean, we'll take this quick commercial break. We'll come back with the last 15 minutes with the girls from the Lingerie League. Talk about the game tomorrow. Talk about a little chatter about who's going to win, who's doing what. After this quick commercial break, I'm going to come back to show with Tony Farmer after this commercial.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
If you're looking for a radio show about boxing, you usually can't find one until you stop by the Voice America Sports Channel. Tune in to Outside the Ring with former world lightweight champion and U.S. Olympian David Diaz. We'll deliver the knockout punches with our guests as we go inside the minds of today's top fighters. We'll throw in discussion of other sports as well from time to time. Outside the Ring with David Diaz airs every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Channel. Fantasy sports is where the action really is. Over 40 million people play fantasy sports, but rarely do they get to quiz the experts. Fantasy Insights is the name and the game. Tune in every week as Dish Adams and his guests clue you in on the fantasy football game, what's happening on and off the field, and how it will affect your fantasy team. These experts aren't just beat writers assigned to fantasy football. They live and breathe the game. Tune in to Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams every Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You're listening to the Comeback Radio Show with Tony Farmer. Got a question or comment for Tony and his guest? Call in to 1-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888- 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You could also send an email to tony.farmer@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Comeback Show. This is your host, Tony Farmer. I'm with the women of the Lingerie Basketball League. And tomorrow night, we have two games that will be coming from West L.A. College. I look forward to everyone being out there to support. So we have these two games tomorrow, and we have one representative from each team. Let's talk about this game tomorrow. First, starting off with you, JoJo. This is a big game for your beauty team tomorrow. Well, what kind of preparation has your team been doing, and what are you guys seeing tomorrow in this opening contest?
Well, you know, the beauties.
What's that? Why are you bringing it up?
Hello? Okay, Aitiana, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, let's talk about your team's preparation tomorrow for the game. Has your team been practicing? What are you guys forecasting? How's the team looking? What's going on with your team for tomorrow?
Well, first and foremost, I would like to say that the LA Divas are looking amazing. I think all of us are in the same ballpark mentally. I think we all just want to get out there and show everybody what we're made of. I know coming into this season, you know, well, actually compared to last season, we didn't have the greatest record, but, you know, I think it's in us now, you know, that we revamped. We got new girls. We have a lot of talent. I mean, the LA Divas have a lot of talent, and I know that we have been practicing, and I know a lot of us do when we have free time or we're out there playing pickup or, you know, just shooting around and so forth. So as far as tomorrow goes, I think we're ready, and I'm looking forward to seeing everybody doing their thing, and we're not coming here to lose, so let's get it. LA Divas.
Okay. Renee, you're the captain of the Divas, so you're actually, you know, helping keeping this unit together. Tell me what's the take from the captain's point of view of how your team is looking?
You know, we look really great. Last year we had a really good squad, but this year I think just we have every position is on lock, and our coach is really good at exposing individually all of our talents. And his workouts are intense. They're crazy. I mean, they're more in-depth than my college workouts I used to have. So he's really preparing us for that, you know, all those W's this year and hopefully taking, first this year in this league. We've got a lot to improve on compared to last year. So we really want to capitalize on our season.
Well, that's good. Well, JoJo's back with us. JoJo, yes. Your beauties are preparing. You're practicing. You're getting ready for this game tomorrow. You got a big game opening night. How are the LA beauties looking?
Well, you know what I was trying to say is that we only have two returning players the championship. It was like that chemistry again. But, you know, playing in Venice, it was great because we got to see where everybody was going to kind of fit in and then have to, quickly. The chemistry really was like kind of just, you know,
on the basin,
like, ready.
Okay. Well, that's good. And Bree, how's your team looking in preparation for the game tomorrow?
You know, the Scarlets definitely have a lot of energy on our team that, you know, we can bring to the court. We're a fast team, so, you know, we're looking to push it. We have a lot of talent. Each player on our team, you know, fulfills their position, you know, really well. Everybody on our team is new. This is mostly our first season besides, you know, May. But the chemistry that we built together during practices and off the court is, you know, really strong. So, you know, come tomorrow, you know, we're just ready to, you know, leave everything on the court.
Well, I mean, that's good. I mean, I know, you know, the glam, the deal, the Starlets and Beat, I know you guys are all so excited, and it's going to be an exciting night for you guys to have a chance to get a good night's rest. So I want to start with you, JoJo. I want you to let all your fans, all the people know how they can get in contact with you, any special shout-outs and thank yous and hellos you would like to give. Each and every one of you guys will have the floor before we part the show.
My Twitter is @MakeupJoJo. And my special shout-out actually would go to Nina for putting this week together and allowing me to fulfill my lifelong dream of playing basketball. Thank you, Nina.
Okay, Aitiana.
Hey, I would like to give a special shout-out to you, Tony, for having us on the show with you. I really appreciate it, giving us the platform to speak
and tell our side of, you know, the LBO girls and what we do and so forth, you can find me on Twitter at Audie Ali. So it's AUTIALI33. And I also want to shout out my mom and the Divas, Coach Torino, and God.
There you go. And Bree, your turn.
I want to, you know, thank you for having us on the show as well. And shout out to Nina for putting this whole thing together. It's definitely exciting to be in the program and in the league with the girls and everything. You can find me on Twitter. It's ShortyHots3 with two T's. And I just want to say hi to my parents, my mom, dad, and yeah.
Okay, Renee.
I'd like to give a shout-out to the whole LBL League, specifically my team, and Nina and Anwan and everyone for putting this together. And thank you for having us on the show, too, and letting us rep ourselves.
That's no problem. And I want to tell each and every one of you guys, I appreciate having you on the show. You guys can buy tickets at www.ticketleap.com. You can also go to the Lingerie Basketball website. That's www.lingeriebasketball.com. You can contact each and every one of these young ladies and get tickets from them. I'm sure they'll be out there hustling and selling these tickets to get prepared for tomorrow night. I invite each and every one of you guys out there personally to come watch these ladies play. They're doing a fantastic job. I want to also thank May for being on there. She had to go back to work. Appreciate a shout out to her. My special shout out to my mom for listening to this show every week. I couldn't have done it without you. Thank God for giving me the strength. And I'll let you guys understand my thought for the week is this. When you strive for greatness, you will get there on your efforts. When you look for a free ride, you'll wait forever. Life is a do-it-yourself kit. So with that being, I want to thank Anwan. I want to thank Nina Keiko and Lingerie Basketball League. I want to thank Voice America for giving me this opportunity. I want you guys to have a happy and blessed Thursday, happy blessed weekend. Look forward to seeing each and every one of you out there at the Lingerie Basketball League tomorrow night, their opening night, their opening tip-off. They'll have the DJs. They'll have some wins. They'll have some losses. But at the end, everyone will be a winner, and I want to make sure all of you have a blessed day. Don't forget www.lingeriebasketball.com, www.ticketleap.com. We're out of here. Thank you, Voice America. We'll see you next week on the Comeback Show with Tony Farmer. So long, everyone.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you.
You guys are welcome. Have a great day.
Thanks for tuning in to the Comeback Radio Show. Please join Tony Farmer again next Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. See you then.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.